Snooks, I thought you were going to sit quietly and do that crossword puzzle.
I'm stuck, Daddy.
All right, what's sticking you?
What's a five-letter word for slap?
Smack.
And a five-letter word for expand.
Expand?
Mm-hmm.
How about swell? Will that fit?
It's fun, Daddy. Smack and swell. Now, a three-letter word meaning in what, Mama?
Let's see that puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Begins with H. How?
How?
Yes. And 29 across is scoff.
Why?
Because it says to ridicule.
Mm-hmm.
32 down, devour. That's eat. 14 across, duration. Well, that's easy. It's time. There you are. All done.
I done it quick, didn't I, Daddy?
You did. I gave you six words.
What six words?
Right there. Smack, swell, how, scoff, eat, and time.
Say them fast, Daddy.
Smack, swell, house, coffee, time. So it is. Turn on that radio, quick.
All right, Daddy.
It's a good thing I brought along this little portable radio, isn't it, Snoop?
Why?
Well, we can listen to the program while we're waiting for the train.
I want to go home.
Home? You drove me crazy to bring you with me. Now you want to go home.
Where are we going, Daddy?
I've told you 50 times. We're going to Uncle Camembert's house in the mountains.
Is Uncle Camembert going to be there?
No. Poor old Codger's passed on. He's gone to a better world. I hope.
When is he coming back?
He's never coming back, Snooks. He's left this vale of tears for good.
Oh. Shall we cry, Daddy?
I don't think it's necessary. He was 92 when he died, and he lived a pretty full and eventful life.
Did he leave his shoes?
His shoes? I suppose so.
I want to see his shoes.
What for?
I heard you tell Mommy he was well healed.
That has nothing to do with his shoes. And don't repeat everything you hear.
Well, why are we going to his house?
It happens to be my house now.
Mm.
He left it to me in his will.
You said he was going to leave you a lot of money, Daddy.
Well, I guessed wrong. Nobody got any of his money.
Mm.
In fact, they can't even find a trace of it.
Maybe he didn't have any.
Oh, he had plenty. There's a possibility that he stashed it away somewhere in this house. That's the main reason I'm going up there.
Hmm.
Well, I'll buy you a sandwich as soon as we get on the train.
I'm hungry.
Now, don't start that.
What's that, Daddy?
It's a train whistle.
I want one.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You can't have a train whistle.
Why?
Because you can't. Look across the tracks there. See the man working under the train?
Is it our train?
No, that's a milk train.
Is he milking it?
Yeah, he's milking it.
I want some milk.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I have to go to the ticket office and find out if we can get a train back tonight. You go over to that telephone and call Dick Powell. Tell him we won't be at the studio.
All right. What's the number?
Hollywood 6161. Mm-hmm. Dial H, then O, then 6. Oh, I'll get it, Dick. Hello? Just a minute. It's for you, Dick. I think it's Snooks. I wonder what she wants.
Well, I'll kid her a little. Hello? This is the world's greatest singer talking.
Excuse me, I got the wrong number.
Wait a minute. This is Dick Powell. What's the matter?
We're at the railroad station and we're going to take a train.
What for?
To see where Uncle Camembert fast is healed.
What?
He's gone to a better world and you don't have to cry. We're going to go on the train when the man gets through milking it, and we ain't coming back for 9 years.
No,
and 20
stop that talk.
Hello.
Give me that phone. Hello?
Hello, Daddy. What's she talking about?
Oh, my Uncle Camembert will meet his house in the mountains, and we... Holy smoke, here's my train. I can't talk anymore, Dick. You'll hear from us later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's up, Dick?
I don't know. Seems you're going to spend the night at his Uncle Camembert's house in the mountains.
Well, Snooks, here we are.
Where's Uncle Camembert's house?
Oh, it's about a quarter of a mile down the road. Pretty gloomy here, isn't it?
I want to go home.
We'll have to stay at the house overnight.
Why?
Because there are no more trains until morning. Oh, I sure hate to walk to the house. Wish there was some... Say, there's a man with a horse and buggy.
Where?
Coming down the road. Maybe he'll give us a lift. Hello there.
Oh, Sally.
Can you give us a lift, brother?
You bet. Climb board, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Is he your brother, Daddy?
No. Come on, I'll help you get up on the wagon. Put the radio down gently. All right, Snooks. Put your foot in the spoke.
What spoke?
The wheel spoke.
I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, step on that wheel. Come on.
Up there. Are you set, sister?
I'm set, brother.
Get up, Sally.
It's getting dark, Daddy.
Well, we'll be there in a minute.
Say, where be you heading for?
The old Higgins house.
Oh, Sally. Did you say the Higgins house?
That's right.
Old Camembert's place?
Yes.
Giddy up, Sally!
What's the matter, Daddy?
I don't know. She gave us a very queer look. Mm. Say, brother, I'm the new owner of the house. Camembert was my uncle.
Oh, Sally! You say you own the house?
Yes. My uncle.
Giddy up!
My uncle willed it to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Get up there, I didn't hear you.
Save me, Daddy.
Anything wrong with the house, neighbor?
Ain't saying there isn't, ain't saying there ain't.
Oh. Well, there's no train back this evening, and we have to spend the night there.
Eh?
I say we have to spend the night there.
Oh, Sally!
Oh, Sally!
Say, wouldn't stay there if I was you.
Why not?
You believe in ghosts?
Nonsense.
Get up! Shame to stunt the little girl's growth.
Is there ghosts there, Daddy?
No, he said ghosts.
What's ghosts?
Ghosts are supposed to be supernatural beings. Spirit bodies of departed persons. It's a lot of twaddle.
Is it?
Why, certainly. You know, I heard a good joke about ghosts yesterday. Two ghosts were sitting on a bed when suddenly they heard a noise.
That's awful funny, Daddy.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh.
Suddenly they heard a noise. And one ghost turned to the other and said, "Do you believe in ghosts?"
There you get it. Oh, Sally! Hey, here's the house.
Oh. Bleak looking place, isn't it? Well, come on, Snooks. Don't forget the radio.
I got it, Daddy.
There we are. Thanks a lot, brother.
Came to stunt the little girl's growth. Giddy up!
Well, let's go in.
Put the lights on, Daddy.
Just a second. I'll light a match and find the switch. No electricity here.
What's that, Daddy?
Just the wind.
Oh.
Blew the door shut. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of candles on that sideboard. You bring them over here.
No, I want to go home.
Don't be silly. As soon as I light these candles, you'll feel better. There.
Let me hold one.
Okay. We won't be able to see much tonight. Let's find the bedroom and go to sleep. Follow me.
Daddy!
What is it?
Uncle Louie's here.
Where?
In that room.
What are you talking about? Where's Uncle Louie?
There he is, looking through a hole in the wall.
That's not Uncle Louie. That's a moose head.
Oh.
Come on. Let's find the bedroom. This broken down joint gives me the creeps. Don't let your candle go out.
Why?
Because I haven't got any more matches. Now, come on.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
The wind blew my candle out.
I told you to be careful. Oops. Got mine, too. Now you haven't got a light at all. I'll just stand still a few seconds until your eyes become accustomed to the darkness. Stop poking me in the leg, Snooks.
I'm way over
Oh. Well, it's just the corner of this table. Now stand where you are. I'll come and get you. Here, take my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a door here. Well, follow me. Now, let me feel around a minute. Oh, here's a couch. You lie down, Sucks. I'll cover you with my coat.
Where are you going to sleep, Daddy?
I'll rest on the floor. Now, try and go right to sleep. Good night.
Good night. Daddy!
Now, what is it?
My toe hurts.
Oh, which toe?
The youngest one. It hurts me.
What's the matter with it?
It hurts every time I pinch it.
Well, don't pinch it.
Then how can I tell if it hurts?
Go to sleep.
I'm scared. Put the lights on.
There aren't any lights here, and I have no matches. I'll just go to sleep. I'm here with you.
Well, put on the radio.
No, go to sleep. Sorry I ever came to this musty joint.
Daddy.
What do you want?
Tell me a story.
No.
Tell me a ghost story.
Hi.
Yes.
That'd be just the thing for a night like this.
Then tell me about Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, all right. I'll tell it quickly and no interruptions. Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Jack. He lived
Jack
with...
Jack
Just Jack. He lived with his mother and they were very poor. But she was always good to him. And
good
he...
to who, Daddy?
Good to Jack. She was...
Who was?
His mother.
Who's mother?
Jack's mother! Now, don't interrupt me anymore, or I won't finish the story.
Oh, I'll finish it, Dad.
All right. There was something with a cow, then something else, and then somehow he got some beans. For the cow, I think.
The cow ate the beans?
No.
The beans ate the cow?
Nobody ate anything.
Why?
Keep quiet.
I like it better when we're talking, Daddy.
Yes. I wish we had a light here.
Yeah, wish we did.
Anyhow, when Jack brought home the beans, his mother threw them out of the window. And in the morning, when Jack woke up, he saw... Snooks!
Yes, Daddy.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were all right.
What did Jack see, Daddy?
Oh, a great big beanstalk.
Beanstalk?
He climbed up the beanstalk and found himself in a strange land. Pretty soon, he came to the castle of a giant.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll tell the rest of the story tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, because this part of the story about the giant is pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
It might make you have unpleasant dreams.
Well, finish your story.
No. All right. But if you get scared, don't blame me. So Jack broke into the giant's castle. Found himself in a... damn dark dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
The place was full of cobwebs and weird little animals and bats.
See, you're afraid.
No, I ain't. I like it.
And why did you cry?
I started to laugh, but I remembered my toy. Finish it, Daddy.
All right. Well, Jack felt around the walls, and he was shaking from head to foot. Pretty soon, from out of the blackness, he heard a terrible sound. Thump, thump, thump. Cold sweat broke out on Snooks.
Huh?
Did you hear anything when I said thump? Well, maybe you'd better turn on the radio.
Are you scared, Daddy?
I know. But we'll be able to listen to the last part of the Maxwell House coffee program. It'll be comforting.
I want to go to sleep.
Okay. I'll turn it on very softly. Good night, Snooks.
Good night, Daddy.
Snooks. Sleeping like a log. Kid's got absolutely no nerves. Oh, when will the morning come? Oh, what a night. And Uncle Camembert had to will me this broken-down shack. I can't stand this any longer. Snooks!
Huh?
I don't want you to be frightened, so let's sit up a while and play a game.
I ain't frightened, Daddy.
I know, but you might get frightened. And there's no sense lying awake all night.
I was fast asleep, Daddy.
Well, you needn't be so disagreeable. Well, come on. Let's pass the time. I know a good game.
All right.
It's called Knock Knock. Mm-hmm. I say to you, Knock Knock, and you say, Who's there? Then I say, Howard, or something, and you say, Howard who? Then I say, How would you like to go home?
I'd like it fine, Daddy. Let's go.
It's just a game. We can't get out of here until morning. Now, come on, let's play. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Knock, knock. Oh, don't you knock. Just say, who's there?
I didn't knock, Daddy.
Huh? Oh. Guess my imagination is playing tricks. All right. Knock, knock.
I heard it, Daddy.
Yes. Knock. Knock.
Oh, Daddy.
Who's there?
It's Max.
Max who?
It's Maxwell House coffee time.
Oh,